This is the 25th of July and I'm Valentina Bold. I'm about to interview Mae Gordon and Celia Piggott in the Westminster Nursing Home about their memories of going to the cinema in the 1930s. In between us.
You don't mind me coming into your room, do you? Good friends. There we are. I'll leave you with them.
Great, thanks very much.
Will they be long, any idea?
You have to get me out.
Oh, you're not that comfy.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, because there's entertainment.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
See you in a minute.
Okay. No, I was wondering if I could ask you a few more questions about going to the cinema, your memories of cinemas. I'll come over here maybe. I was wondering if I could ask you a few more questions. Remember we were talking about going to the cinema in the 70s.
I didn't go to the cinema as much.
No.
I don't like them particularly now.
Right.
It's years since I went to one.
Yeah.
Well, it's May.
It's years ago I was wanting to ask about.
So I used to go. Remember when I went last?
Yeah.
I used to go every week. That did.
Because I was interested when we were talking before, you were telling me about some of the stars like Betty Davis and stars like that. Because you were saying...
We have the old films on here, don't we?
Well, I don't bother to look at them. I'm more interested in the sports programmes.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in all this rubbish they put on. It doesn't appeal to me.
Do you think the films from way back were better than the ones?
Much.
Much better.
Yeah. And the stories were much nicer.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
We were more interested, I suppose, in.
Yes.
Yeah.
More real, weren't they, somehow?
That's interesting. When you say they were more real, were they more believable? Or?
One I used to like very much indeed was Dr. Finlay's Casebook.
Yes.
You remember?
Yes, yes.
I used to like that very much, especially Dr. Cameron. He was awfully good at Janet. Mm-hmm. And one day, some years ago, I went on a holiday coach tour to Scotland. We went through the town where Arden House was. And I bought a picture of Arden House with Dr. Finlay and Dr. Cameron in. A picture postcard, you know.
Because I'm interested, you say that, because one of the things I brought with me was a couple of...
They put it on the gate, I believe.
Yeah.
Some while ago, some years ago, probably.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the same. It wasn't half as nice.
Yeah.
And so I didn't bother to look at it after the first strike.
Because I brought along a couple of books of... some of the stars of the 30s that we were talking about, because I thought you might be interested to have a look. I don't know if you'd like to see this one. Would you mind if I turned the TV down a wee bit?
No, I don't mind.
It's just because of the tape that'll... if I can figure out how to do it. Oh, that's great. That's it. That's it.
The brown part, that stops it.
Right. This bit here?
Yes,
sir. That's great. These are quite heavy, actually.
Yes, I don't know. I might can hold it.
Give you a hand with it. Because you were telling me a bit about stars like Jessie Matthews.
No, she was talking... I told you about... She lived in Ruislip.
That's right.
Yes,
yeah.
That's right. And her ashes are in Ruislip Churchyard.
Ah.
They are in the small garden which is reserved for cremation graves.
Yeah.
Just a little square, a small tablet in the ground, and just a little square. And I can't remember who it was, but one of the rose growers gave 74 roses in memory of her. Planted round that garden, all the way round it.
That's lovely.
And you'll see a plaque on the wall of the parish hall, which tells you Jesse Matthews' birthday.
Yeah. Do you think Jesse Matthews' films were good? Did you enjoy them?
Yeah.
I think she went into the hospital over that hill.
Mm-hmm.
An actor's hospital. It's still there on the left-hand side as you come round the corner. And she was ill in there, but I think she died in hospital. I'm not sure about that.
Because, I mean, some of the stars we were talking about obviously come up in these books. I mean, I think it's Greta Garbo.
Oh, yeah.
Did you like her?
She was all right. She was all right. Well, it wasn't my favourite. She wasn't.
Who was that?
Greta Garbo.
No, I didn't. I only saw her once.
Yeah.
She wanted to be alone, didn't she?
Yeah.
So I didn't bother with her. Yeah.
Did you not meet much of her?
No,
nothing much
not
of her.
Too much of her.
There's a bit here about the making of the pictures.
Uh-huh.
Were you interested in the technical side of things, or was it more the films?
No. My husband wanted to see something, so we went and saw it. We didn't go very often.
Yeah.
He wasn't all that keen. Mostly he liked war films.
Mm. What about stars like Jeanette MacDonald? Was she someone you...
Yeah, I used to like her. Who was she used to see?
Nelson Eddy.
They used to sing the most
gorgeous
songs, didn't they?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she had a lovely voice, didn't
both
she?
Both of them had.
So there's a rather, we were just looking at a picture of her here with Maurice Chevalier.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she was lovely. She was lovely.
Did you like the singing films? Did you like the musicals? And
Yes. They're all right. I used to like them. I went once or twice to town to see one or two of the big shows.
Because we saw the silent films.
Ah, of course.
Oh, I remember the silent
ones. They were just coming out, the Tolkien ones, weren't they?
I was nearly 23 the first before I ever went to a film.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was married then, and my brother was in the Navy and he was home on leave. And there was one that he thought we would like, my husband and I, and my brother went to see it.
Mm.
But there was no talking, you know. It's a silent film, as you say. Mm. And I wasn't very smitten, so we didn't go anymore.
No, we thought it was a bit strange, didn't
yes.
we, at first, talking films.
Mm. Because we hadn't got any television then.
No.
We hadn't even got the radio then.
Mm-hmm. No. Loretta Young.
Ah, did you like Loretta Young?
Yes, yeah.
Because I was interested in that. Were there particular qualities or things about stars that you liked? I mean, say someone like Betty Davis.
Mm.
What was it that appealed to you about Betty Davis?
Oh, I don't know. She was very nice, wasn't she?
I mean, there's some more here. Stars like Claudette Colbert.
Pardon?
Stars like Claudette Colbert.
I don't remember
her.
Who? What was that name?
Claudette Colbert.
No, I don't remember.
Do you?
No, I remember.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember.
Mm, you probably went more often than we did.
I used to go quite a bit.
Did you? Ah, well, we didn't, you see.
Yeah. But do you think she was good? Was she one that you liked?
Oh, yes,
yeah.
No, they were all very nice, you know.
Yeah.
I liked them all.
That's interesting. I mean, did you find that most of the films then you enjoyed?
Yes.
No one that you...
I never went to see comedies much. I didn't care for comedies.
I
used to like the drama.
Did you like something that had a bit of a plot to it?
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think I went to them enough to have any choice, really.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But you were saying you think the stories then were better than...
Pardon?
you were saying the stories in the films then were better than the ones
well, what
now.
I saw I enjoyed, but I mean, we liked them, but we weren't all that bothered about going to them.
Yeah. So was it, it wasn't something special?
No.
Or?
Well then, I was 24 when my baby was born, and well, we hadn't got time then to, then, that was in 1922, 23, and in 1926 we moved to a house out in Greenford, which was country then, proper country.
Mm.
And then we had a new garden and new house, and so that was sufficient.
Mm. So you had enough to be going on
yes,
with?
Yes,
yes. Yeah?
Yes. We didn't even have any buses then. After we were about 1926-7, I think, when they started a pirate bus that went through.
Because it sounds, from what I've heard, as if London was very different in the 30s. I mean,
well, I think we enjoyed life better. Now it's all noise. All noise, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know much about films now.
No.
I never go.
No.
They seem the more noise they you can make, the better they like it.
Mm.
Yeah. Did you have any favourites amongst the male stars? I mean, I see you've got Tyrone Power there. Was
yeah.
Is he somebody you like?
Handsome, isn't he?
Oh, certainly.
And
is.
I was looking at Ray Milland. You know, remember, you didn't know him, do you?
Ray Milland?
Mm. Ray Milland, oh yes. Yes, I do remember
him.
I liked him, yes. I remember seeing him once in a film, which was quite nice.
Yeah.
A nice story to it.
Mm.
I can't remember who the girl was.
Yeah. What was it about Ray Milland that you found, that you liked about him?
I don't know, well, he was a gentleman, sort of.
Well, he's acting, I think.
He acted very well. And
they used to act very well.
Yeah.
Betty Davis.
It's a lovely picture of her, that, isn't it? She's beautiful.
Isn't it?
Betty Davis.
Betty Grable.
Betty Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You remember her?
I remember, yes, I remember her, but I wouldn't recognise the pictures now, I don't think.
Mm.
Well, I just saw Betty Davis.
Yes.
And there's one here of Ginger Rogers. Was
she? Now I do remember her and Fred Astaire.
Yeah,
I remember we went to the Playhouse in Greenford when that was opened. That was new.
Mm.
We went to see them in a dancing thing. That was quite nice. I enjoyed that. Can't remember what it was now. What the name of it was,
yeah.
But
and Astaire.
Yeah, Fred Astaire. They,
yeah.
I like their dancing.
Yes,
they dance beautifully together.
She was a dancer, wasn't
yes.
she?
Mm. It's a nice photograph of one as well with
him.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wasn't so keen on her very well.
Oh yes. Yeah. Yes.
Was there something about her that put you off a bit?
I didn't go for the dancing. I used to go for the actresses.
Mm.
Well, she had a nice other voice, didn't she?
Mm. There's some more here. I don't know if they're ones you remember.
Yeah, well, it's so long ago, honestly.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten all about them, more or less. Now, who's that?
Matheson Lang.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, he was. I remember him being an actor.
Yes, he was very good, wasn't he? Good actor. Wonderful actor.
Did he make sort of historical pictures? Because I see this one's Drake of England.
No, I wasn't keen on them.
Yeah.
I remember the name, but
yeah.
I couldn't tell you much about it.
Lionel Barrymore.
don't recognise them, either of them.
Do you remember Lionel Barrymore?
What's his name?
Lionel Barrymore.
Oh, yes, I heard.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember the name.
Because were there not a few of the Barrymores? There was...
Pardon?
Were there not a few Barrymores?
Yes, they were brothers, weren't they?
Yeah.
And there was Lionel Barrymore. But it was John, was it?
John, that's it, yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
And there was another one, wasn't there? But he wasn't in it very much.
Did you think they were they any good? Did you like the Barrymores, or...?
Yes, oh yes, I liked.
Yeah.
I think he was thought a lot of, but I couldn't tell you much about it.
Yeah.
Because, as I say, we didn't go often enough.
Yeah.
Carol Lombard.
That place is
familiar
to me.
Jean Parker.
How are you?
Jean Parker.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know the name. The face seemed familiar, that's all.
Okay.
And Spencer Tracy. Lovely, wasn't he?
Was he someone that you considered a good actor then?
Yeah. Yeah. He's lovely.
Robert Donat, I remember the last film I saw for many years was him. Gosh, what was the name of it now? And he was simply super in that. I do remember that very much.
Because he was, I think this one is from the 39 Steps.
What was the name?
The 39 Steps is
no,
the picture
that
wasn't
the name of it. That doesn't.
Yeah.
That doesn't come back to me anyway.
But what else was Robert Donat in?
It was something. Oh gosh, I can't remember. What was it now?
I think it's got bits about the stars at the back here. He was in that. Was he not in Goodbye, Mr. Chips? Or something?
Oh, that was Robert
Donat. Robert Donat, yes. Did you like him?
Yes.
What was the big film that he did? What was the big show he did? I can't remember. I've got a feeling it was something to do with Windsor.
Who are you talking about? John Barrymore?
Robert Donat. This is one from the 39 Steps in this book.
Oh, Robert Downer. Yeah.
Oh, I remember distinctly.
39 Steps.
What was it called?
39 Steps.
I don't think that was
that was
the
a
name.
Bit of a mystery, wasn't it?
That was a thriller.
Did you like Robert Donat?
I don't know what.
It's all right. Yeah. What about Madeleine Carroll that was in the 39 Steps?
Yeah.
Was it the one you're thinking of? What was the film like?
I can't remember what it was, but I remember he was wonderfully good at it.
Robert Downey.
And then they put it on another time with a different man playing a part, and it wasn't anything near like it. I didn't like that. In fact, I think that was the one we didn't see the end of it.
Can't remember.
Yes. We went to the Langham in Pinner to see that, because there's no Langham there now. But it was.
What was the Langham in Pinner like?
It was quite nice. We always used to go in the upstairs, and it was very nice. I liked it very much. My husband liked it too. We used to go there. We used to go over, walk over there from Ruislip, and then have a cup of tea in a very nice tea shop up in the High Street, Old World one, and then go there afterwards. And we used to get the bus home from the 2:20, used to run to Uxbridge and pass near our road, and we got off there.
That sounds like a nice day out, that.
Yes, those sort of things I can remember very well.
Yeah.
But I'm blessed if I can remember the name of the film.
Oh, it's irritating that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's maddening when you can't remember. But it's just because I haven't thought about it for years.
Of course. Yeah. He made quite a lot of fairly well-known films, Robert Donat, didn't he? I'm trying to think of other ones.
Well, he did a lot, you know. You can't even remember them all.
Yeah. Because I noticed at the back here it said he was in The Private Life of Henry VIII. But I think that was Charles Laughton that was the main part. It'll probably come back tomorrow. It'll probably come back when you're not expecting
yes,
it.
Yes, that's right.
Memories like that, isn't it?
That's maddening, isn't it, when you can't remember a thing.
That's right.
Well, it's just because I've never had no occasion to try to think about it.
Yeah. That's Leslie Howard. If you remember Leslie Howard.
Well, I don't remember. No. As I say, we didn't go very often.
Yeah. Was going to the pictures a bit of a treat for you then, when you were raising your family and...
Well, I don't know, we had other things to do, we weren't all that sort of picture-minded, but if there was something, sometimes my husband would look in the local paper and he'd say, they got so-and-so on it. Sometimes we went to the Langham, sometimes we went to the Rivoli and Rushley. Where Sainsbury's was, we were it closed before it closed down.
Yeah.
That was the Rivoli Cinema. There were two in Rushley, the Astoria in the High Street and Rivoli there in the side street. Mm. Or Ickenham Road, I think they called it.
Yeah.
And that was a walk from home.
What was the Rivoli like?
Pardon?
What was the Rivoli like as a cinema?
Well, it was very nice. We liked it. We liked it better than the Astoria.
Was it quite upmarket? Was it a fancy one?
No, it's many years ago, my dear. I wouldn't call it upmarket as they are today.
Yeah.
What they tell me they are, anyway.
Yeah.
But as I tell you, it's years and years since I went to that. My husband died 34 years ago, and I think I only went two or three times after that, and that was with a friend who was staying with me. She wanted to go, and she said, oh, come along, let's go, but I wasn't bothered. I would never have gone on my own.
Because it sounds from what you're both saying that that you were more of a cinema goer.
I think she was more a cinema goer than me.
Yeah.
I think I'm a dead end of it.
Yeah. I mean, how often did you go to the cinema?
Oh, I went ever such a lot. I did. I was only a youngster then. Before I was married. I didn't go very much when I was married.
Did you go at all when you were courting your husband? Did your husband used to take you to the cinema before you were married? Or?
No.
No.
He wasn't so keen on films.
It's an interesting point that. Do you think that men in general weren't so keen on films as women were? Or?
I don't think they did much.
No. There
we are. Oh, we used to go to watch football matches sometimes on a Saturday. I remember going two or three times to the cup final at Wembley because he was the secretary of the sports department of his firm, and they used to have so many tickets allocated to them, and they weren't all taken up, he'd say, would you like to go? I'd like to go. He'd say, will you come with me? And I'd say, all right then. And so we went to Wembley once or twice. I thought it was fun. I liked because we were at a stand and we had a seat anyway to sit on. Hard, but it was all right. It was a seat.
must have been really exciting. I mean, I've never been to a big football game like that.
Oh, I'm afraid I didn't think much about it then in those days.
I'm sure some people would have given an arm and a leg for one of these tickets.
But maybe, yes, maybe. Yeah. Wasn't as popular, I don't suppose, as it is today, yeah. I don't know.
Hi, I'm Helen.
Oh, hello.
Hi. Hello. First spoke on the phone, but we've never actually met.
Nice to meet you. Hello.
So, are these ladies providing you with lots of information?
They are, yes.
So, what I expected, May, eh?
Pardon?
I wish I could have had time to sort of listen in, but perhaps
you
should tell me another
time,
May. Eh? Well, I'm trying to get everybody upstairs at the moment for the fill. So I didn't want to disturb you. I said I didn't really want to disturb you, but I did want to introduce myself because we've spoken plenty of times on the phone and never actually met. So
yeah.
Oh. I'll leave you to it.
Right.
Oh, scattered tissues everywhere. Around the place.
Somebody speaking. I thought somebody spoke behind me.
I think she was just going away then.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I think your entertainer's coming in a minute, so. That you're having an entertainer this afternoon in this hearing.
No. You get the sun like me, don't you, badly?
Yeah.
Very hot sun on these windows. Mm. Doesn't go up much till about 6 o'clock, does it?
No, I don't go much, no.
Yeah.
From here, all the afternoon.
Terrible hot.
I mean, there was one more thing that I really wanted to ask you about was really how you felt when you went to the pictures in the 30s. Did it make you feel any particular way, or were you just caught up in it, or
not really?
No.
No, not really.
No.
It was all going in the dark and a torch to show you where to go down the steps. You were thankful to get in your seat straight.
Were there queues a lot in the cinemas then? Did people queue up for?
Oh, they
sometimes,
did.
Yes, I believe they did sometimes.
Yeah. I never did. I wouldn't queue.
Yeah. No. So if there was a queue there, did you just not bother?
Give it up.
We used to go get there before. These were the late comers, you know, evenings.
I see.
But I used to go in the afternoons if I could.
Yeah.
And, that kind of thing.
I think they used to do a Saturday morning early in Price, didn't they, or something?
Yeah.
Did you have any particular afternoons that you went, or was it just the reason? Saturdays, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you really?
Saturday afternoons.
Yeah. By yourself? By yourself?
Yeah.
Good heavens.
My husband didn't paint the pictures. He said, you go off, he didn't mind. And I went. Yeah, I was to go off on my own.
Was it nice to have time on your own like that, going to the pictures? Was that part of it for you?
Yes.
So it must have been sort of getting out of doing household things and having a bit of time to yourself.
No, housework done Saturday afternoon.
So that was your time for relaxing?
Relaxes.
Yeah. Because it's interesting, you seem to be recognising most of the stars in that book just now.
Yeah.
I see you've left it open at Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Was that
I
one?
I don't know what that is. Snow White. I'm keen on that.
Do you, wa- watching any films now on the television?
Films, yes. Not so much as I used to.
Yeah.
But it didn't cost hardly anything to go with it, did it? To what it does now. My son-in-law was telling me that they paid £5 for seats to go to see something when the two girls were over from Germany. I nearly fell through the floor.
Yeah, £5. Perhaps it was a certain film, was it?
Pardon?
Perhaps it was a certain film.
Yes, something I wanted to see. I don't know what it was now. They did tell me, but I said, good Lord, I wouldn't go pay that to see it.
Mm.
That's a terrific concert.
Yes. It really is.
The value of money is so different today.
Even so, it's
if you paid 2 shillings, you paid a lot, didn't you?
Mm.
Did you ever go into the cinemas in the centre of London, the sort of Leicester Square area?
Yeah. I didn't go to London much. Not in London. I used to live sort of Harrow. That way, you know, this way.
Yeah. How long did you live in Harrow? When did you? Because you weren't born in Harrow, were you?
Oh, no.
No, because I remember from the talk before. When did you move there? Just roughly, I mean.
I forget now.
Was it before you were married or after you were married?
Before.
I think you'll have to excuse me.
Of course.
I must get my bag emptied.
Yeah, of course.
I'll have to get out.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm going straight.
You're a wee bit, you're going to go into the door there, actually. You're going to go a bit more this way.
I can't do this turning backwards.
Oh, it's difficult. Can I do it manually? Or
no, I'm afraid
you have to do that.
It's electric. May I see if I can twist?
Yes, of course.
No, I can't.
Oh, I don't know.
I might.
Ah.
That's
okay.
Thank you.
That's it.
Are you coming up with this?
It's tricky to manage that, I think. Yeah.
Is Jean there?
What's she wanting?
Can't see her.
She's needing her bag emptied, I think.
Come?
She was needing her bag emptied.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're finished.
Yeah, I think that's.
Are you coming up to the entertainment now?
Well, I wasn't.
Why?
No, because I thought, well, it's not much. I'm just going for the entertainment, aren't I?
That's right.
And then tomorrow, the outing, or looking on the programme.
No.
Tomorrow, the outing.
Down the pub tomorrow.
Well, it's on the programme.
As a pub crawl, to go up the pub. You're not on it. You don't want to come down there.
No, I don't.
You're not coming? No?
Well, I don't know. Do I?
Upstairs, today.
Oh, today.
To listen to the music. No? And the singing.
No.
Phil? No? All right, I'm not pushing. You know your way out, don't you? Because
yes,
I've got
I do.
Taking more residents up from
right.
here. I've got to move them up there, okay?
Yeah.
So I'll see you again, okay?
Right.
See you later, young lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It sounds like you've got a lot
it's
going on.
Right.
Hmm.
Mm. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's got.
Oh, this is this entertainer.
Yeah. Right,
into there.
But I'm just going to go see money. You need to drink.
Oh, well.
She doesn't like dining. Oh, she. we shouldn't stay in our room, really, should we?
Oh, it's nice and peaceful here, and to be, yeah. It's been interesting listening to you talk about the 30s, because it's so different from, I mean, Harrow must have changed a lot
in
that time. Was it a lot quieter in the 30s around Harrow? And was it?
No, seemed to be the same. Mm. I seem to grow up with Harrow, you know.
Yeah. I'm sure you've seen a lot of changes.
Yeah.
In the area.
Oh yes.
Yeah. What part of Harrow was it you stayed in then?
I stayed in Broadstone for quite a long time.
Yeah.
And then I went to Kenton. And then I went to Formby Avenue. That is Kenton Lane.
Ah. Yeah.
Near the Belmont.
Yeah.
That's not there anymore, is it? Mm. No. Then I came here.
Yeah.
I didn't come here, just here. I came all over the place, you know.
Mm. It sounds like you've lived a lot of different places.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. I don't really know the area very well. I've been staying in Wealdstone, so I've got a rough idea, but I don't know Kenton or that part at all.
No.
Did you ever get things like this yourself in the 30s? Did you get any of the film magazines or anything?
No. Oh, I used to get magazine every week. Radio Times, was it? Radio something. Because there were no television.
Yeah.
Then.
Not the picture goer, or? Did you get the picture goer? Yeah.
And something else. I used to get them all.
Yeah. So did you know a lot about the stars then?
Mm.
Yeah.
But it was more before I was married.
Right.
I didn't go so much afterwards.
No, I think we're about... No, that's fine, yeah. No, I'll just go and have a word. No, I think we're just about finished.
If anyone's looking for me, I'm going up the stairs.
Thanks very much for talking to me. I really appreciated that. Thank you. Thanks a lot. But she looks a bit tired, I think.
She's been
a bit tiring for her. So amazing, it was amazing to find out how old she was.
Mm.
I wouldn't have believed that. That's interesting. So you got the film magazines. Did you have any other favourite stars apart from like Betty Davis, or were there other stars that you particularly liked? So I suppose I should let you get on with your afternoon. It's been really interesting for me to listen to you. Thanks very much for letting me come to talk to you again. I appreciate that. I'm a bit loath to go outside. It's so hot.
It's terribly hot out there.
It's far, far too hot. It's been like this for so long as well. You realise how nice it is to have some rain when you've had this heat. Do you get much of a breeze in here?
Not very much,
no.
That's all we get.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. This is a lovely photograph.
Oh, my family.
That's a lovely one, this one here.
Yeah. My two sons, my son, my eldest son, that is, and his two sons.
Really?
And his wife.
He's very like this son, isn't he?
Yeah.
I can really see the likeness there.
And there's my other son.
Yes.
And my daughter.
Ah. Your sons are very alike, actually, aren't they? They really see the likeness there.
And my two sons there,
yeah,
one each side of her. And there's her son as well.
Ah.
That tall one.
he's like his mother, isn't he?
You think so?
I think the face, yes. He's got his, he looks like he's got the father's sort of smile, though. He's combination. Who's this on the end?
That's my daughter and her husband. He's a very nice chap. Very nice, he is.
I can see the likeness with your daughter. She's like you. Do your family live round about here?
Well, fairly close.
Yeah.
They don't live on top of me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
One lives at beyond Watford it is.
Ah,
no way.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah.